Hi, if this is the first time you're listening to the Advisors Assemble podcast, then I think you should listen to a different episode. Episode 194 is a really great introduction to lead generation for financial services. For everyone else, let's crack on. Hello and welcome back to the Advisors Assemble podcast. This time around, we're going to be talking about remortgaging, generating remortgage leads. And I'm going to start with a phrase that I actually really hate. For some reason, it really winds me up when someone starts a social media post with, I often get asked. Because I think I've like read a few and there's just like always a sales pitch at the end. I think I've been tarnished by it. I do genuinely often get asked this. And there's no sales pitch at the end because this is more of a warning episode than anything else. But I do genuinely often get asked about remortgage leads. And it's normally if an advisor or a firm is looking for like a cash flow boost, or it's kind of, I guess, seen as a quicker and easier form of business. And actually that, you know, people starting out or they haven't got a back book, really keen and really, I suppose they've got that need rather than want to grow remortgage leads. And I really wish it was really easy, dead simple to get in cheap, easy, quality remortgage leads. But unfortunately, I don't think it is. I think a lot of this has to do with public perception, and perception is reality. Some people's perception is that to remortgage, you just find the lowest rate and you can do this all yourself online. And their perception may be wrong, but that's what they believe. So if you want remortgage leads and you want to speak to them, then you might need to change their perception first. Otherwise, you could run some expensive Google ads to get some, I'm doing bunny ears, quick business, only to find they clicked your ad and didn't inquire because they just wanted to find the lowest rate and they wanted to do it all online. They didn't want to speak to someone. They didn't feel like they need advice. So this is why I think you need a different strategy for remo leads compared to purchase mortgage leads. As people have the perception that they need help and advice with their purchase. Well, more people, I would say. There are only, I think it's just over 300 searches a month on Google in the UK for remortgage advice, compared with over 3,500 for just the term mortgage advice. There's 45,000 plus searches for, you know, similar things like, for example, mortgage advice, London. That's not including Mortgage Broker London or Mortgage Broker, you know, more free mortgage advice, all those sorts of terms. People do search online for sort of general mortgage advice. Some of those are people looking for remo, but the majority is purchase. In summary, much more people search for mortgage advice than remo advice specifically, and there's only kind of a small fraction of those searching for mortgage advice want remo. Hopefully that kind of makes sense. It's really hard to change people's perception, so you might want to consider that it's not easy to change their perception. If someone clicks your ad or goes to your website and they're looking for just a cheap remortgage rate, I don't think it's going to be that easy to change most people's perception. So if they've never heard of you before and they click an ad, then they might not believe you when you try to change their perception. I think you'll need to display credibility, proof to encourage people. It's worth their time, which is precious to a lot of people, to speak to you, because this still might not be enough because their perception is it's really easy to use an online comparison website without advice. That's their perception. Doesn't mean it's right. That's what they believe to be true. And it's easier. Like, I think humans in general are lazy. We always find and look for the easy option. I think we logically know the hardest option is always the best, but we want an easy life. So I think as well, remember that no one likes to be sold to. So if you're going to try and change their perception, I touched on it earlier about being annoyed with the sales pitch social post. Remember that no one likes to be sold to. So it does, I feel, need to be seen as an educational piece. If someone is searching for remortgage anything, I think it's going to be difficult to change someone's perception in one visit and just with one piece of content. So this idea of wanting quick leads for some quick business, I'm doing bunny ears that you can't see, is getting stretched, and I think it will unlikely be the case that clicks immediately turn into leads. That's not to say they can't, and not to say that a fraction of those people searching do want advice, but there's much less. So it's going to be more difficult. So if we think about the people that were kind of asking me this, they were often needed cash flow or wanted quick business or were just starting out. We're going to talk about kind of options in a bit, but it's not a case of just chucking a couple of hundred quid at it and getting the return straight away. I think as well, most brokers, I don't think I've met many mortgage advisor, mortgage brokers that don't like doing remote business, especially ones with no real backbook and are just getting started with, you know, a new venture. Maybe they were self-employed and they weren't technically, again, doing lots of bunny ears in this episode, technically not allowed to contact their backbook. That Remo is kind of the first port of call for a lot of people. So there is a lot of people that want them. I always remember this one firm that I spoke to. We didn't work with them in the end, but they had a call center type environment, very high volume kind of operation, lots of business being done, lots of staff. They spent over $100,000 a month on leads, which isn't insane. And whoever they were paying that to at the time were running Google ads, because Google was allowing, you know, any Tom, Dick and Harry to run ads on financial advice stuff. It's different now, but that's a lot of budget. And that's just one firm that you've probably, in fact, you would have never heard of. So it's a competitive market. It only drives up the cost of advertising. So bear that in mind. It is more expensive than you purchase stuff. And there's less search. There's less people that want advice. And it's more expensive. The other thing going against it, sorry to be a bit of bad news, is when you search for a mortgage broker, you know, on Google, you'll see local businesses being featured in the results, and Google sees mortgage advice as a local service. When it comes to remortgaging, at the moment, this is seen by Google as a national kind of slash online service, so there aren't local results. So this means that you are competing with everybody, including banks and the big firms with big budgets, the comparison sites. So there's no real local advantage. And when their perception is it's this transactional thing, they don't kind of appreciate the local side either themselves. You know, it's just like, I'm just looking for the cheapest rate. I don't, you know, when it comes to sort of more mortgage advice, when it comes to like pensions advice, things like that, some people, large majority of people, do feel comforted by working with someone local, whether they meet them face to face or not. It's not necessarily the case when their perception, and that's the key thing here, their perception is they can just go online and get the cheapest rate and transact and do it that way. So if we kind of summarize your options SEO-wise, so search engine optimization-wise, there's no local results, so you're competing with Money Supermarket's remortgage page, Money Saving Expert's remortgage page, Barclays remortgage page, NatWest's remortgage page, Confused.com's remortgage page. So that's like the top five listings. And there are bigger, like I think Trussell's on there as well. So big competition for the organic. And then you've got the four ads above that. So, you know, nothing's impossible, but there's no shortcuts. So you'll need to start to build and create a brand that has more authority and trust than and better content than those. It's going to be very, very difficult unless, you know, people change the way they search. Google absolutely changes the way it does the results. You know, if it starts seeing remortgage advice as a local thing and Google Maps comes up, then great. This would be a great opportunity for kind of anyone and everyone. But it's not. So SEO-wise, yes, you can get some Remo business. We've got some clients that get some organic Remo stuff, but it's kind of bundled in with everything else. It's not remortgage only. You know, some people searching for a mortgage broker, some of them, a fraction of them, will want a remortgage. We do see those leads coming in, but it's not. If we go back to think about those sort of people that were asking me, starting out and starting a new venture or new to the industry or whatever, creating a brand as bigger than moneysupermarket.com is not really sort of on the cards at that point, you know, at the beginning. So when it comes to like YouTube, there is an option. You may notice at the bottom of page one, if you search remortgage, there are sometimes three YouTube videos being featured at the bottom of the page. But you will need to build up a credible channel over time And this could get you in front of a fraction of the people searching. So normally those people that scroll to the bottom of page one are the people that want to do their research, and they're more considered in their approach. These tend to be better quality, sometimes a bit earlier in the process, but, you know, good people that want to have conversations. But if you're keen on this idea of creating video content regularly, then I'm going to talk about social media next. I think this kind of ties into that completely. I don't want to throw out a Batman quote at every opportunity, but when it comes to like social media side of things, if you think about getting remortgage leads with social media, my favorite Batman quote definitely springs to mind. If you devote yourself to an ideal, you'll become something else entirely. Legend. So let me explain. If you devote yourself to the ideal that nobody should ever, ever sit on a lender's SVR rate, even for 1 month, ever, if they don't need to, and you make that your absolute mission in life, work, nothing else in your work matters more than that statement, everyone in the whole of the UK never sitting on the SVR rate, then you will create content every single day to help people to avoid this. You won't post anything else or get involved in any other conversations when it comes to work, social, outside of remortgaging. Then over time, you can become known as the go-to person for remortgage advice. I don't think the odd social media post will cut it unless you have a large following already, because the chances of someone reading or seeing your content at the right time are slim, but you can become top of mind when the time is right. There's no shortcuts. I think you're probably cottoning onto pay-per-click PPC, Google Ads, Facebook Ads. I kind of in my notes just thought about Google Ads. It's very competitive. It is very expensive, but people are only running those ads consistently because they are getting a return on it. Nobody, no matter how big your firm is, your big your budget is, even if you're, you know, we talked about someone earlier with a 100K budget, they're not going to spend that without getting four times back at least consistently. It just doesn't work. So whether your budget is big or small, they are running it because it's profitable. I think the problem is if you only got a tiny budget, you learn through budget with Google Ads, not through time. So you could learn what someone else learns in a day if you've got a tiny budget because they're spending 365 times more money than you per day. So again, if we think about those sort of people that were really sort of desperate for those Remo leads, it's not really an option to run Google Ads. Facebook Ads, I think with a lot of Facebook Ads, you're not getting in front of people in the moment they are looking. They've got in this sort of audience within Facebook because they've already looked elsewhere. They're probably inquiring because everyone else has knocked them back. They can't do something for whatever reason. Contact rates really aren't that great. Quality's just not as good. It's not a quick click and inquire. Or you're going to have to get in front of people, and if they're sat on like the SVR rate or something, or consider it, changing their perception again about remortgaging. So there's a lot of work there. It's not quick, simple, easy lead. So it's a very difficult one. I personally can't help you if you only want remortgage leads. I don't have, other than listening to this podcast and other content that we put out for free, if someone comes to me and they want to work with me and they only want remortgage leads, I'd say, look, I haven't got anything to sell to you because I haven't created the remortgage leads course or have a service that is profitable enough, unless you need a sort of a ridiculous kind of ad budget, really. I say ridiculous, a large budget, and you're sort of probably been running some already and they're not quite profitable, but you're getting some in and we can make it way more efficient. But really, we don't really work with anyone Remo only. So as I said at the beginning, this is not a pitch. It's kind of like, if you're looking to kind of buy remortgage leads or generate your own, that I'm hoping if you've listened to this, your eyes are wide open and that you kind of understand that it's not maybe as quick and easy. Everyone else wants it. It's very competitive. There's better opportunities in the purchase side. So I know those things take longer. But if you've wasted a load of time chasing Remo stuff, by the time you'd got an inquiry on day one for a purchase, and then by the time they've, you know, got there, found their property, got the documents all together, etc. You could have completed on that before you've worked out how to get Remo leads. Hope you found that helpful. I feel like I rambled a little bit at the end, and it's quite, but looking at the timing on the episode is quite short. Appreciate you listening. We will have some more solo episodes coming soon, some more. I'll get Tom back on the podcast. We've got some really great guests coming up. Want to do some different things. Now we're sort of over 200 episodes as well. So join the Facebook group if you haven't already. I'm going to try and be more active in there. Do often get very busy and forget to promote the podcast, which is mental. But we, you know, we have an amazing subscriber base. So thank you so much for listening. I will speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.